Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I've got a little something here that I want to know if you if you're aware of this.
Yes.
Are you aware of the big celebration in Civic Park? Tomorrow and Thursday?
Tomorrow and Thursday.
I mean a blowout. Worldwide.
No, then I guess I'm not.
One Republican concert.
I feel like another band in concert, but I don't remember what it was. What is it?
I don't think most people are aware. Now, I'm a football fan, and I wasn't even aware.
Is it where they shut down for Bronco Street or whatever?
Well, it's the kickoff of the NFL. And the first game of the season is Thursday night, which is only two nights away.
I
mean, we're already on Tuesday. The first game is between the Broncos and the Carolina Panthers, last year's Super Bowl replayed, right? And the kickoff is here in Denver for the entire world, for the NFL. And it's happening Thursday, starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And aren't they filming it for, like, for the big time? Like, it's going to be a whole...
No, it's live.
Oh, I thought they were doing, like, filming
here. No. It's live. Oh. It's live broadcast from Civic Park all around the world.
Man, well, that's exciting news, BJ.
Yeah. I don't think people realize it.
Woo! Football.
You don't think that's a big deal?
Football and Jamie.
No. It's not football at Civic Park.
No, but it's pregame. It's a football party.
Yeah, it's one Republican concert, somebody else in concert. I think it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal to people that are, like, football fans.
Right.
Huge.
Most people in this town are?
Yeah, but do you want to go down and watch people speak about football and talk about football-related topics? And, I mean, that's just...
See, you're just the ultimate football fan.
Yeah,
you've got
to be a sports...
You are like, you love football.
No. You're missing my point. I'm not going to it.
No, but we're saying that you're excited because you're a football fan. People have passion about different things. And yes, I agree. I know you're going to say everybody in Denver is. And yes, they are. It's a huge football town. Don't get me wrong. But for Sean and I, we're like, yay.
I'm saying you're missing my point.
We'd rather have cake.
My point is that the Denver metro area will be showcased around the world. And I don't think most people realize that's coming up on Thursday.
Now, that is very cool.
That is huge.
I mean, not that part of it is neat that we're going to get
neat.
The spotlight. You
use
know?
The word neat.
But, I mean, you got to really be into sports because you go down there and, what, take a picture with the trophy or get a digitized Hall of Fame bust. What is that?
It's no toboggan.
Well, I'm not saying.
What is a digitized
Hall of Fame bust?
What are you reading?
This is some of the stuff that's going to be happening. Kickoff Village opens at 3 p.m. tomorrow. It's your chance to take a photo with Vince Lombardi Trophy, get a digitized Hall of Fame bust, sit in on a draft.
Do you know what a
I really want to watch
do you know
a
what a
draft.
Hall of Fame bust is?
So Hall is it his head bust. Superimposed on the bust? Bust? Is it his head superimposed on it? Huh?
Sean, do you know what a Hall of Fame bust is?
I know what a bust is.
Okay.
But is it his head superimposed on it? That's what
I'm asking. Well, it's a digitized bust that you take a picture with. It's not the actual bust from the Hall of Fame.
Oh, so is he, like, his arms around it, or is his head become
the
bust?
You know those, like, you show up at the mall.
Yeah.
You show up at the mall, and you got those cutouts of, like, let's say we get it.
Yeah. That's not my
Same
point.
Thing.
No, my question is he standing by the bust, or is he the bust?
Right.
He's the bust, and you take your picture with it.
Still not answered.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it would be.
So, So what's it going to be like when you get to sit in on a draft? What does that mean?
It's beer. Really cold.
That's beer? That's beer talk? So that's what I thought.
Beer. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
You get to meet the cheerleaders.
Meet the cheerleaders.
I think
right.
It's a big deal.
I should have put that first.
There's also a free concert. Oh, Dierks Bentley. You love Dierks Bentley.
Me or Sean?
You.
No. I'm a One Republic fan.
Oh,
I would go for the One Republic concert. I think that's going to be pretty big, too.
Dierks Bentley will be there. He sings country. I don't know. Anyway.
There's a lot going on.
It's very super busy.
But you got to be a football fan, I guess.
Right? No. It is huge. It's a huge deal. I'm just... No. You know, I am one of those football fans that I care about it when it becomes exciting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know what I'm, it is? I'm not a pre-football fan. Does that make sense? What do they call them?
Fair weather fan.
I'm a fair weather fan. Fan.
Yeah. Just when things are good, you like it. When things are bad, you don't really care.
Exactly.
One way or the other.
Right.
Yeah.
And Super Bowl. Well, I'm a fan of the that Super Bowl I like.
Right.
And then
right.
at the end, when the season is mad.
Right. Sean, you kind of surprised me, though, because I felt like you had turned the corner when it came to being a Bronco fan. But it doesn't appear that you have.
I have, but I don't find any interest to going down there and watching all that deep football stuff.
Yeah.
I like watching the games. But.
Yeah, the other than that, that's all there is.
You don't want to be a bust?
I don't want to be a bust. I don't really feel the need to get autographs from other players.
You wouldn't want autographs?
I could barely even name players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wouldn't know who they
were.
Yeah, but I haven't turned the corner that far.
Yeah.
Hey, is Tim Tebow a Rocky yet?
No.
See, now then I would have been a Rockies fan.
No.
Like a huge Rocky fan, because I'd be like, I love you, Tim Tebow. Hey.
Well, the kickoff starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, actually, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then they go Thursday also.
Do you want to go? We can go together.
We'll put the schedule up.
You want to go?
No, I'm busy. I can't go.
Well, what are you doing?
I just got things going on.
Like?
Just life in general. I just got things going on.
Because we can go because I feel like I've let you down.
No, not at all.
That I'm not excited about. So let's go. Let's go.
Oh, there'd be thousands of people down there.
No, I agree. So let's go. Let's be part of the mix.
Nah, I don't really care about
that. We'll paint our faces half orange. I know. I'll be orange. You could be blue.
No. I think they have that covered down there. I think we'd just be like follow the leader at that point.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you got those guys down there that look like shakers.
Shakers?
Yeah.
What are shakers?
Shakers. The shakers, the cheerleader or the fans
pom-poms.
Use. But the whole body is shakers. Those guys.
Oh, the pom-poms. Orange, those people.
The shaker guys. Yes. Jeez.
I don't know.
I've got a story here of a woman who goes psycho down in Florida. She burns her ex's car, or at least she thinks it's her ex's car.
You know, I saw this story. It made me laugh. It reminds me of me.
Yeah.
Not that part, like the doofus part.
Well, I got to be honest. When I saw the story, I thought of you. Well, pumpkin, come on now. Come on now. It fits. Shoe fits. Listen to this.
The woman that you see right here setting fire to a Clearwater man's car. You see her doing it there. There's a $5,000 reward if you can help. Only ABC Action News reporter Cameron Polam spoke with the victim, and he has this exclusive story on this.
Here comes the guy whose car was burned.
I have no idea who she is.
Jennings says a roommate woke him up Saturday morning to the chaos.
He came running in the house telling me my car was on fire. So we immediately ran out there. He had a pot of water just trying to get it to go out, and it was too much.
Jennings quickly checked the security cameras surrounding his home and saw this. A young, well-dressed African-American girl first checking out this Ford Explorer, then making her way to Jennings' Honda Civic.
She set the wrong car on fire, burned it, torched
it.
She thought it was her ex's.
Yeah, that's a bummer for her.
Yeah. Who destroys? I just don't get the property destruction. I don't get that as a payback to somebody. I would never. Okay, let's say that Lisa and I got in this huge fight. Let's say that something really bad happened. I would never think of attacking her car.
Well, you're just stupid.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. It's a song. It's a song lyric. I keyed his car. Remember?
Well, that doesn't make it like right.
Well, I know, but it's a very popular pastime.
I keyed his car.
Yeah, what's your name?
What have you destroyed?
And I keyed it there. You know?
What have you
pretty
destroyed?
Pretty little truck.
Yep.
Yep.
I've never destroyed anything.
Come on. What have you destroyed?
Well,
what have you destroyed?
Let's not play this game with me.
No, just
you go.
Name one thing.
You go first.
I've never destroyed anything.
Well,
no, I don't think guys. I don't think guys are as much into that. I think guys look at the value of a car sitting out there, and we think to ourselves, you know, that'd be really dumb for me to torch her car. It really would.
But I'm not into
really
car torching. But remember,
I'm
TLC?
Saying even the Kia car, break out a window.
By the way, Carrie Underwood.
You and I
before he cheats.
Know someone that had a car destroyed.
Oh, yeah, remember? Yeah. But that was, now,
No, it's the same. It's going off the edge. It's psycho.
I feel like that's a little more chemical induced.
I'm just saying it gets, well, there's this lady that set the car on fire. You got to figure she was on something.
But you don't remember that TLC? Remember?
Yeah.
She put all his clothes. Well, I guess he bought her a bunch of shoes after he cheated on her.
Yeah.
So she took all the shoes and she threw them in the bathtub and lit them on fire.
Burned the house down, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she did.
Mansion. This thing was like a $10 million, man. Maybe $4 million.
In Atlanta.
And the woman, was it left eye?
Yeah, she died.
Left eye. Burned.
I mean,
it
she didn't die in the house.
She burned the house to the ground.
I know.
$4 million mansion, I think it was.
But I don't blame her. But I wouldn't think either if you put, nowadays, I know that, you know, if it's not porcelain, you throw it in there, you think, okay, it's in the shower. It'll be fine. Just burn up in there.
Right. Well, yeah. You're thinking, I can always turn the water on, put the fire out. You know, if things get bad, I'll turn on the shower, but I'm going to burn it right here in the tub. Safe place to do it, and then burn down the mansion.
Yeah. Oops. I saw the documentary, and then she ran out in the woods, and they couldn't find her for a couple hours. And she was real cold. And then the other girls came and gave her a coat. And then she's like, I did it. And then I guess she got off. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he didn't press charges or what.
Yeah,
I guess there was nobody hurt. So it's their property. It's like, okay. You
burnt
your own
house. Does your insurance cover that?
I doubt it.
Does his insurance cover when your girlfriend burns your house down?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't know if I would ever, you know, go upstairs and set all of Lisa's stuff on fire or beat a car with a ball bat or something. I just wouldn't think that way, I guess. But
well,
some people snap.
I don't know. I'm not going to play the game.
Just one. What'd you do? I know about you flushed the goldfish. I know about that one.
No, I didn't flush them.
That's no big deal.
I didn't flush them.
Oh, you put them in the garbage disposal. That's what it was.
And they were kissing fish.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't going to kiss anymore.
Well, that's not that bad.
Well, no, it's like filleting them.
That's not so horrible.
But I put them in there with the rocks, too. And oh, boy, that make him mad.
That'll make some noise.
Yes. Yeah. I went downstairs, and those two little kissing fish and the rocks, I poured them down the garbage disposal, and I just turned that sucker on. Oh, he's mad that I put the rocks down there. Gosh, he was mad.
What he was mad about.
Yeah.
How about the guy that comes outside, and your car's on fire, and you have no idea why?
Yeah, that would suck, right?
It's just like you walk outside, and you go, holy cow, who burned up my car?
Yeah, and then
what the hell?
And then her, like, now she's being punished and she didn't even get to, like, set her boyfriend's car on fire.
And who's laughing? The ex.
Yeah.
Right.
Because now his car's fine, she's going to jail. He gets out, great.
Mm.
Maybe he's a little sad.
No. He's happy.
He's little sad. Little
no.
Bit.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.